Hello, hello, greatness. What legacy are you going to leave when you transition? What legacy are you going to leave for your family, your friends? What impact are you going to leave when you transition from this life into that new life? You're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. And my name is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tones. Our question this week, family, is what legacy are you going to leave? You know, a couple days ago, I watched the movie Burial. And in that movie, there was Jimmy Fox, who played the role as a lawyer. And then you had Tommy Lee Jones, who played the role as an owner who owned a funeral home. And as I was watching the movie, there was a part in the movie that I actually cried. Because I had a moment. And in that moment, when I was watching that movie, I asked myself the question, what legacy am I leaving for my children and my children and my grandchildren and my great grandchildren? And I want to ask you that this morning, what legacy are you leaving? Now, before we get into this today, I said, let me look at the meaning of legacy. You know, when you think about legacy, you think something that lives on. You know, when my mom died, I thought about the legacy, her legacy going on. As a communicator, my mom was a school teacher. She was a great communicator. She was involved in a church. She was speaking. And I'm carrying that legacy on. You know, my father was a musician growing up. And there was a time when I was in a music group called System 3. And that legacy of musician was going on. And there's certain things that I got from them that I'm continuing to carry that legacy on. You know, when Dr. Miles Monroe died, you know, it's like we said, you know, what's that legacy? You know, he poured so much into us. And a lot of us, we're carrying on that legacy of all of those teachings we got about purpose and destiny and how to be successful in life. And all of us have some type of legacy. So I said, let me look at the meaning of what legacy is, and says legacy is an amount of money or property left to someone. It's a property. Amount of money or property left to someone in a will. Also, legacy is the long-lasting impact of particular events. I'll say it again. The amount of, when you think about legacy, it's the amount of money or property left to someone in a will, or the long-lasting impact of a particular or particular events. So therefore, legacy is something that is left. Woo! It is something that is left. Like someone leaves money or property in a will. So that's the legacy. They left it to that person. They left that family business. And the legacy continue. Thompson Brothers. Thompson International. Antonio Landis Thompson. Right? The legacy goes on. There are certain stores that you go to in your town. It's been around forever. There's certain companies been around for generations, and they continue to keep that legacies on. Some of the things that a lot of owners struggle with before they die is that, I wonder who in the family is going to take on the dentist business. Who's going to take on the farming business? Who's going to take on? And maybe there's a grandchild that decided, you know what? They want to take on the gas station. They want to, why? They want to continue the legacy. in a tongue, the legacy. If you want certain types of food, you go to this particular family. They known for this particular type of food. And this family, they're known as the electricians. And this family, they're known as the painters. If you want something get built, you go here. If you want a seamstress, the legacy continue, the long lasting impact. And I realize that we go through life sometimes and we're not thinking about what are we going to leave for our children? Or what are we going to leave in this world when we depart? Of course, we cannot carry it with us. And I started thinking about that. What am I going to leave for my children? Am I going to just leave money? Am I just going to leave a house or houses? Am I going to just leave knowledge? And I realized that in life, sometimes you may go through life, and I'm speaking to you. Sometimes you might have been going through life, enjoying your life, having a good time, and you may have never stopped and think. As young as you are, you could be 10 years old listening to this. One day you're leaving a legacy. That school that you are at right now, when you leave from that school, you're leaving a legacy. That job that you leave working to, when you leave that job, you leave everywhere you go. See, a lot of us think that legacy is based on, impact is based on when we die. No, every day of our lives, we are leaving some type of legacy. And it made me pause and think more, what type of legacy am I leaving to my children? And I said, you know what? I'm going to leave a rich legacy for my children. I'm going to leave a legacy where they could be in a good financial position. I'm going to leave a legacy, a spiritual legacy, where they could realize the connection and the importance of staying connected to the God of the universe, the universal God. I'm leaving a legacy in terms of wisdom, words of wisdom. And a lot of you, here's the thing, you might not have great wealth. You might not have millions or thousands of dollars. You may not have no money in your bank, but guess what? You can still leave a legacy. Because legacy is not just based on property. It says an amount of money or proposal left to someone in a will. You can leave so many valuable things to people, to your children, to the next generation. It don't just have to be monetary. You know, here's a legacy. When I would travel from the Bahamas to go come to the United States of America to go to college, I remember this. My mom said, son, I don't have no money, or I don't have a lot of money right now. But what my mom used to do, she would take a pen and she would write a scripture verse. And she said, I want you to read this. And just about every time I would go on the airplane, she would write a scripture verse or a passage. And she said, I want you to read this. And what she was doing, she was creating and establishing and leaving a spiritual legacy with me. Because when I got on that airplane, whenever I read it, or when I got to my dorm, or to my apartment, when I read whatever verse she told me to read, it was like I was reading a piece of paper that worth $1 million. And the legacy that she was imparting in me, son, you're getting an education. or some people say you're emmification. You're getting educated. You're becoming successful in life. You're tapping into your potential. You're fulfilling your purpose. But she was reminding me, whatever you do in life, never stop believing in God and never stop trusting God. Her legacy. So she was imparting a legacy on me, in me, I should say, a spiritual legacy. And to this day, that legacy still continues. I'm not going to be long this week. But if you haven't done it yet, I want you to pause today, sit down, and start thinking about what legacy are you leaving? Are you leaving a legacy every time people see you or your children? Are you leaving a legacy of you always complaining? That's a legacy you're leaving. Are you leaving a legacy of you start something of but you're not finishing? So the legacy is that, okay, in this place, in this house, we start something but we don't finish it. Or are you leaving a legacy that when your children look at you, when your friends look at you, when your community look at you, are you leaving a legacy where they saw someone that decided to tap into their potential, discover their purpose and become all what they were designed to be? Are you leaving a legacy where people say, I remember that young man, I remember that young lady, they tap into their greatness? And I'm not saying that you're doing this just so you could be seen or so people could to accept you. I'm not saying that. But when people see your life, do they have to put your name on a tombstone because they can't remember who you are? Or will they remember you because of the lasting impact that you left in their lives? Every day you go, everywhere you go, everywhere you go, every day of your life, you are leaving some type of legacy. It's just that, are you leaving a negative legacy or are you leaving a purposeful and a positive legacy? This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson giving you some inspiration and motivation and education to help you become all what you were designed to be. And you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. Legacy. The amount of money or property someone leaves in a will, the long-lasting impact of particular events. Legacy is what we are leaving. Legacy is the long-lasting impact that we are leaving in people's lives every day of our lives, 5 years from now, 20 years from now. Legacy is the impact that we are leaving in this universe. Today, I encourage you to be intentionally about impact, because the impact that you are doing today is your legacy that you are leaving. Remember, the best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Continue to tap into your potential and release your greatness, and be intentionally today of living a purposeful life, because the life you're living today, you're leaving a legacy and you're impacting this universe and making it a better place to live. Blessings.